I clearly remember the exact moment when it finally dawned on me, although I'd known it for a long time. Elise Butler, my former salsa student and frequent dance partner, was home for the holidays from New York University. During the holiday, we had only an hour or so to meet, catch up, and dance a little. We chatted a bit over coffee and then turned on the music to dance salsa. As we danced, the familiar joy and ease of dancing together quickly returned. I never fail to be amazed at how great it is to really dance with another person, and dancing with Elise is really fun. The moment came when, in the middle of leading Elise in a simple right turn, I was suddenly inspired to change it into a left turn. I was astounded that Elise followed this without a hitch or jerk. She smiled to show her pleasure at executing the surprise lead. We were truly connected in our dancing. We had what I now call the salsa connection. I couldn't get this moment off of my mind all winter and increasingly began to appreciate and articulate what I already knew, that the joyous, smooth, fun, effortless salsa dancing simply cannot be done without having the skill to create with your partner the salsa connection. This is as true for girls as for guys, for leads as well as follows. I see it also as fundamental to social dancing, and I'll be bold here, it is also a metaphor for all relationships. Appreciating the importance of the salsa connection has changed the way I teach salsa dancing. I see it as the most important thing I have discovered about salsa dancing, the inspiration for a major development in my teaching, and amazingly, it now begins to resonate with almost everything in my life. As Elise and I developed this teaching method over the following summer, in a course that we, not surprisingly, called the Salsa Connection, I began to find that the students in my classes and my private students are all greatly appreciating the concept and more so experiencing the results. All find it important to their dancing and to their lives. I am going to continue to discuss the Salsa Connection through this series of podcasts, so check with the following ones for some of these topics. What is the Salsa Connection and why don't we get it? Touch and the Salsa Connection. Negotiating the Salsa Connection. Eye contact and the Salsa Connection. Music and the Salsa Connection. Teaching equally to follows and leads through the Salsa Connection. Salsa Connection from the relationship perspective for men. Salsa Connection from the relation perspective for women. Flow and the Salsa Connection. Existential Phenomenology and the Salsa Connection. Wow, you can look forward to that one. And I have just finished writing one that I call Thumbs Up. So come back and check out the following podcasts.